Have you ever had a kitchen nightmare of your very own in your very own kitchen? This is the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 1071. Oh, 651-641-1071. Have you ever had a kitchen nightmare? Oh my goodness, the tweet was deleted. And I do not any longer have it in front of me.
Oh,
but no, I'm gonna paraphrase it. It's no big deal. 651-641-1071. Have you ever had a kitchen nightmare in your own kitchen at home? Do you want to know why I'm asking?
I would prefer you tell us why we're asking.
So I don't even know why this was deleted. It was not controversial in the least. But yesterday, Jamila Jamil, she tweeted about she was having a kitchen nightmare in her very own kitchen. Apparently, according to the tweet, something had gone wrong with her Instant Pot and she couldn't. It like got caught while it was releasing pressure and she couldn't tell if the pressure was all the way released and her chicken stew was stuck in her Instant Pot and she couldn't get in there to get her chicken stew. And I was like, that would be a nightmare because imagine everything smells all good. You've been cooking it for, you know, a fraction of the time, but wait, there's more. And then you want to get in there, but you also want to know that it's not going to blow your head off when you try to open that sucker up.
People are, I get it. But having worked with that thing for a long time, I don't know why people are so afraid of it.
Well, I agree with you.
It's fine.
I also don't understand because there's a floater, like you can push that down and it releases the steam too, right? So I don't understand what happened that she couldn't get to her chicken, but it was very traumatic for her.
I understand that, like, if that little knobber is not down, that means the pressure is such that you're not going to be able to release the lid.
Right.
And so you just have to sit there. The other thing is you can take the valve off the top.
Right.
So, I don't.
Anywho, well, apparently she resolved it because she deleted the tweet. It's like, well, no big deal.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe like somebody said that's not possible or something.
Well, I did see some of the responses and people were basically like, I don't know what your problem is. Just do this. And then she must have figured it out. And maybe she felt dumb and that's why she deleted it.
I've been there.
But, you know, that's a kitchen nightmare.
I've been dumb is my point.
What?
What?
Never. 651-641-1071. What was your kitchen nightmare? We have Beth on the line. Hello, Beth. Beth, what was your kitchen nightmare?
So it's funny that you just said that because I jumped on the pressure cooker bandwagon and I had made 3 successful meals. And on the 4th attempt, the lid blew off. It put a hole in the ceiling of our new home.
Okay, stop it.
It almost burnt my young daughter who was walking through the room when it happened. And every inch of my kitchen was dripping with meat juice, red wine, Worcestershire sauce.
No.
Don't say
that. And
this.
One roast was in the kitchen and the other one was in the living room.
Oh my gosh, Beth.
Hey, Beth, can I ask you, because I'm just curious. First of all, everybody's fine.
What he's doing right now is trying to make sure this won't happen at his
ceiling.
House.
And had to repaint the entire kitchen.
Oh my God, Beth. I'm so sorry. But I need to know this. Was it that brand that we always talk about?
It was not the brand you always talk about.
Okay, thank the Lord. Not because I want anyone to experience that, but because I just want to know that my home is safe right now.
He wants to make sure that it doesn't happen to his.
What did you do? Did you contact the manufacturer? Like, I feel like that's highly unusual.
Well, first of all, we were paralyzed because we walked into our house to it looked like a murder scene.
Yeah, I bet.
We have speakers that we listen to My Talk 107.1 in the kitchen.
Thank you.
They were dripping with meat juice and fat.
Oh. No.
So we were just paralyzed. We climbed up ladders and got toothbrushes and started scrubbing the ceiling.
Oh, my God.
And literally every inch of my fabulous new kitchen was covered in...
Word.
Fatty brown red wine. It was awful.
Do you have,
I bet
like,
you haven't made that dish again.
Every time I listen to you guys and you rave about your
our pots,
I'll never do it again. I will wait for my crock pot and I will have my slow cooked food.
I understand, and I think you are totally rational to do that because I think anybody would be traumatized after that experience.
Oh. And I'm traumatized.
I don't want to live in a world where that's possible, Beth.
Yeah.
Beth, thank you for your call. My favorite part of that is that she's like, we all got on stools and took toothbrushes to the ceiling. I don't even know how you'd know where to start.
I think those are one of those moments where I'd be like, does anybody advertise on our station to come in and clean your house after something has blown up? Because I would rather pay somebody.
Like, I would call the crime scene people and just be like, I don't know what to do.
Those people they call on, like, hoarders to, like, come over and, like, empty the bags of, you know, stuff.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for not going any further.
Animals and things.
Have you ever had a kitchen nightmare? I don't know how you're going to top Beth. 651-641-1071. Luckily, it's not a competition, but oof. Let's go to Annie. Annie's on the line. Hi, Annie. Annie, have you ever had a kitchen nightmare?
Hello, I have.
What happened?
There's no standing down for my talkers, I'm telling you.
It's true.
Listen to this tale. Oh, my goodness. So we remodeled our kitchen, and our youngest was like 2.5.
Uh-huh.
Electrician leaves. Oh, thank God he was on speed dial. So I turn around, and my toddler is on the kitchen table, climbed up the bar stool.
That's what they do.
Yep. I turn around, same time, grabbing for the chandelier. I go running, drop whatever's in my hands, go running. Too late. Ripped the chandelier out of the ceiling.
No way.
Yes, way.
Oh, my word.
So, in hindsight, I call the electrician, and he tells me, I can turn around. I'm on the highway. I'll have to charge you an emergency fee to come back out. I said, I need you to do that. I'm holding this bar stool thing and my child and not the bar stool, the chandelier, my child.
Yep.
I'm like, yeah, get over here. So now this non-binary child, who we adore, of course, is convinced that Sia wrote chandelier about them.
Oh,
Annie. That's hilarious.
I know, the original
swinging from the chandelier.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Annie, thank you for your call. That's so great. Oh, my gosh. That would be terrifying,
That
is a kitchen nightmare
I would not know what to do.
Let's let Jeremy have the final word. Jeremy, have you had a kitchen nightmare? What's your kitchen nightmare, Jeremy?
My mom prepped the turkey for Thanksgiving the night before and was having my stepdad get up at 4 in the morning to throw it in the oven. Well, mm-hmm. The turkey was too big for the roaster, so when my stepdad put it in the oven, he used a can of yams to wedge in there to hold the lid down. And about 10 after 6 in the morning, we all woke up to a huge kaboom and come into the kitchen, and about a 10-foot radius in front of the oven, the entire kitchen was covered in yams.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Never, ever.
We talk about that every Thanksgiving.
I bet you do, Jeremy.
It's a good thing nobody was in the kitchen.
No kidding. Oh, my gosh. Thanks for
We were all in bed, and we spent a couple hours cleaning the kitchen.
Oh my word. Thank you for your call.
That would be terrifying.
Do not do that. That is your cautionary tale.
Yes.
Oof.
Or like empty the can first if you need to wedge.
Right, you can put a can in there. You just can't. It can't have stuff in it.
Yeah,
it can't be like sealed shut because that thing will blow, as we just learned by Jeremy. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we are going to revisit Bennifer 2.0, and really, we're going to talk about their exes. What's going on with their exes after this?
Exes
on the Colleen and Bradley show on MyTalk 107.1. Okay, well, we are on Bennifer 2.0 on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And, you know, there's like a new phase of publication shipping. It's not just about the publication ship. We also have to bring in, we got to loop in the exes.
Yeah, because everybody gets a trophy in these days.
Yes, everybody gets to participate in the publication ship.
This is the publication ship participation segment of our program.
So let's roll through the headlines with the exes of J-Lo and Ben Law.
Specifically, I want to talk about Ben Law.
I don't know.
I want to talk about the exes. No, it's Bennifer Agenifer, remember?
Oh, that's right. Bennifer Agenifer.
Somebody who did that, I don't remember. It doesn't matter. But kudos you. First, I want to talk about A-Rod, and then I want to talk about Jennifer Garner specifically, because one person who's fallen off the face of the earth, seemingly, is Ben Affleck's most recent ex, Ana de Armas. I wonder if she has been bought off with money.
You know, I did see a headline of her the other day.
We got a bunch of headlines from her initially because she was going to be doing that Marilyn Monroe movie. No, that's somebody else. That's what's her name?
Like the 7-Year Itch?
Was it?
With the dress over?
No, she's doing Marilyn Monroe.
Okay, she is doing Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, she is. Oh, that's real. Yeah, that's a real deal.
Okay, so first, let's start with A-Rod. And there's this whole narrative popping up around Alex Rodriguez. And it's like, the poor A-Rod. Like, every headline, like, Jennifer Lopez is like, I am hot and 52 on a yacht. And people want to be me and do me and be a part of me and my world. Like,
I mean, that's very Jennifer.
Loves Jennifer Lopez, right? And Ben Affleck. But then it's like you cut to Alex Rodriguez. Like, he's also in, you know, the south of France right now. And you cut to him and he's like, hi, I'm on a boat too. And you're like, okay, but you're not Jennifer Lopez. Oh, no offense, Alex Rodriguez. You're no Jennifer Lopez. So then there was this story because, you know, it's Jennifer Lopez is all hot and bothered with Ben Affleck on a boat. Well, then there's like exclusive details over at Page Six about how Alex Rodriguez and NFL reporter Melanie Collins are just friends, you guys.
Okay, don't worry about it, you guys. They're not dating. They're just friends.
Totally not dating. But Alex was hanging out with friends and family on his trip, which included Eric and Jesse James Decker. Melanie is good friends with them. And so they're all like going to be at the party. But don't worry.
They're just friends. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. You can't hear my wink. But yeah, so it's like, but it's like, that's just like, you're like, I see what you're doing there. And, it just makes you look kind of not Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's just a lack of smoothery.
Yeah.
On the part of Alex Rodriguez.
He is kind of clunky.
Yeah, right?
He's like, just kind of a clunky guy.
And I think that's perfectly fine, by the way. Don't get me wrong. I am not like making a personal judgment. I'm telling you what the perception is from the way this is covered in the media. And I think that's sort of intentional by the media, by the people reading the media, by the people putting out the media. I don't know. But I think there's some intentionality behind this notion of like, oh, it's poor Alex Rodriguez.
He's just on
the
boat.
So don't worry. He's still, you know, because you can just see him again. Remember, he put out that photo of him and his kids sitting at dinner table with like two empty seats. And it's like, womp,
yeah.
Womp.
Yeah. Again, clunky. He's clunky.
So very clunky, but wait, there's more. Mm-hmm. So in addition to Alex Rodriguez, on the flip side, we've also got Jennifer Garner, because she, even though she's like three exes ago, was he with another woman? He was with a woman after Jennifer. Yeah, he's been with more than one woman since Jennifer Garner. What was the blonde girl?
Because it's been a hot minute. Oh, he was with Lindsay Shookus.
SNL producer.
Correct.
Yeah. Was she the blonde?
Yeah.
I feel like. Okay, anyway. My point is, but she's still in his purview because, of course, they share kids.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So there's this whole storyline about her. And I kind of, in the world of, if we were going to do a talker, like, who in this world do you want to be? Who in the world of Bennifer or Gennifer do you want to be? I want to be Jennifer Garner, because the narrative about Jennifer Garner right now is that she's the like unsexy practical mom, right? Like Jennifer Lopez, also a mom.
Right. But she's a sexy
when she's
mom.
Not being sexy.
Right.
Jennifer Garner. Oh, cut to the photos of her at the farmer's market with her glasses on. Looking like a mom.
I love her.
And a really fun, you know, she's 49. Yeah. She's getting some flowers. That's me on a Saturday.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And this was just this last Sunday in Los Angeles. Like Ben Affleck, you know, getting busy with Jennifer Lopez on a yacht. Meanwhile, Jennifer Garner's like, I'm just going to go pick up some flowers and then I'm going to make some salad and I'm gonna have a nice little night on my back porch.
So this is the thing about Jennifer Garner, is that it doesn't matter what she does, it will all be reported as though Jennifer Garner is doing this while Ben Affleck is humping Jennifer Lopez.
Yes,
or whatever. Like every single headline is going to be that. So like that woman when she goes on a Target run, it's that she's doing that in response to the fact that her ex is doing it with J-Lo.
I'll show them.
Right.
Well, I don't even think there's
I gotta go to Target.
I don't even think there's that intentionality behind it. I think it's just the implication is Jennifer, because again, I'm talking about the perception, not the reality.
Right.
And I think there's this perception that Jennifer Garner is not sexy or allowed to be sexual in the way that Jennifer Lopez is.
Right.
And I feel like there's probably some cultural stuff there. There's probably, you know, some other misogyny. I like Jennifer Lopez will always be deemed sexy first.
Right.
All the other things second.
Right.
Jennifer Garner will always be the mom first.
Right.
And anything else second.
Maybe. I don't know if it's on the buffet for her.
I mean, you know? I don't think I've ever seen a headline where it's like, ooh,
sexy Jennifer Garner
teases us with her thigh cutout.
But I also think you're right. I think that some of that is served up by the media. But I think some of it is also led by each of them, right?
Yes.
Because Jennifer Garner knows where her bread is buttered.
Because we know all celebrities, just really quickly to remind everyone, all celebrities are mostly in charge of their narrative. So I think you're absolutely right. This is being pushed by them as much as the way the tabloids are covering them.
But the unfortunate thing is, like, that decision is a decision that gets made by women that doesn't necessarily get made by men.
No, he, guess what?
Ben Affleck gets to do all of it.
He's the doting father.
Yeah.
And he's the sex machine.
Yes. And he doesn't have to show anybody his Phoenix tattoo if he doesn't want to.
Yeah, he's not walking around with, like, I said thigh cutouts, but the new trend, because I saw Katie Holmes doing this. Mm-hmm. Katie Holmes, the first high-profile celebrity to be wearing the, what are they called, hip cutouts? It's like pants, but you know how they have them on the shoulders?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Like now cold they're doing shoulders, them it's like cold hips?
On the hips.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Don't do that.
No. And you know who won't do that?
Men.
And also Jennifer Garner.
Yes.
Because she's at the farmer's market. Which she needs to make a Target run.
I would like to go with her.
While J-Lo is dancing in a bikini, humping her ex-husband, Jennifer Lopez buying vegetables. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, celebrities behaving badly. We call them
D-bags.
After this on My Talk 107.1. Celebrities behaving badly. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And we have a name for these celebrities behaving badly. And that name is
D-bag.
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
Who's your D-bag?
TikTok.
TikTok, don't stop.
No, do stop. TikTok, please stop.
What's going
on? Stop this madness with these weird, like, food combos that you're trying to make popular.
Oh, is this that thing?
Well, I don't know which thing, because there's always a thing.
Is it like the Oreos and the salsa?
Yes.
Because I just saw this today, and I thought, who in their godforsaken mind thought this was a good idea? Tell me. I don't know. I didn't know this was a ticker talk.
It is a TikTok-y thing. Now, here's the other thing I want to tell you, is that this comes on the heels of the last TikTok trend that, like, broke through. Mostly, I think. Because Lizzo tried it. It was mustard on watermelon.
Yes. Oh, God.
You know, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Like, I'm going to do a TikTok, like, with the most ridiculous things. Anyway, tell me about this Oreo on slasa.
It is a thing. It is Oreo thins dipped in salsa. So apparently there's a TikToker named Totally the Bomb who rounded up a bunch of photos of people dunking Oreos into chunky salsa.
Why?
And somebody from Delish tried it.
And
they said no.
Okay,
but
good.
They said, here's where I have questions. Also, I kind of feel like, I don't know, do people need attention really badly?
Colleen.
I know. Sorry, that was a dumb question.
Have you met Noon to Three?
Thank you. That's us. That's our show. Anyway, so the person who wrote this piece for Delish, who tried the trend of dunking your Oreo thins in chunky salsa.
Oh, God. Like, it's just in my throat.
Blah, 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 blah. Nope.
It burns.
This person says, this may not come as a shock to any of you, but salsa and Oreos totally miss the mark. Yeah, we know. They said, there's somebody who loves anything that is both sweet and savory. I was expecting a satisfying flavor profile.
But I wouldn't call salsa savory.
No.
In fact, I bet most of the chunky salsa that people try has got, like, sugar in it, and it's not. Yeah, it just doesn't. It just sounds like a gloopy, citric nightmare.
She says, honestly, it sort of just tasted like wet Oreos and not in the good dipped in milk kind of way. Since a lot of jarred salsas are sweeter, like you said, Bradley, than they are salty or savory, it didn't contrast the salty sweetness of the Oreo enough. It tasted mushy. or musty, she said. There's no other way to describe it. If I was on a deserted island with nothing to eat besides Oreos with salsa on top, I would try to scavenge for food before eventually succumbing to the elements.
Well, you would just salsa and then follow it with the Doritos.
Right. With the Oreos.
Or, I'm sorry, yeah.
Now but if I there's Doritos there, too, I'm in. Thank you. No, I don't... I just want to say, when I see a food trend like this, I don't...
That's when I know emotion is coming out of you.
Let it out, honey.
How do you know emotion is... I just want to say that if I see a food trend, I don't need to try it. I can see with my eyes that it's going to be nasty.
Well, yeah, there's a difference between like, I wonder.
I wonder what that would do.
This is a no-brainer.
No, that's so dumb.
Nobody approaching this goes. And in fact, I would run screaming from a person who goes,
Yeah. No, maybe that's good. That's the person who needs attention. Who's like, I'm going to fire up the TikTok and try this
and then,
trend.
You know, they're going to eat there and be like, this is so good. You don't realize. And you're like, okay.
Yeah. No.
I see what you're trying to do right now. Attention-seeking behavior.
Thank you. And I will not be rewarding it.
No, but I do, like, I could see something weird with salsa or something weird with Doritos in the way that this delicious...
Oreos.
I'm sorry. I keep saying Doritos.
Because you want Doritos. Yeah. Just live your dream.
Because there's a Dorito story about the girl who found the pillowy Dorito.
What?
I don't have
it in
front of me.
Is this a fairy tale?
No,
what
but
is this?
Is this a porn?
Allegedly,
the girl who found the pillowy Dorito.
It's like a puffy Dorito. The whole Dorito is like puffed out. And apparently that's like a unicorn. Like it's nearly impossible to ever find one of those because I'm assuming the physics of storing Doritos in a bag. But like Doritos is going to pay her like a bunch of money for this thing. I didn't read the full story. I just saw the pictures in the headline.
It's America. We don't read stories.
A teen has earned $15,000 for a puffy chip she found in a bag of Doritos. That's the headline. She's from Australia.
Mm-mm.
Her name is Riley, and she found a chip that didn't look like the others in the bag. She went to TikTok and shared the video of the puffy Dorito.
See?
She said, I found the puff Dorito.
And Doritos was like,
were we looking for it? Was it like a medallion? Is it the winter carnival?
But I think that's
what's
why
happening?
I have Doritos on the brain. That and it's like my crack junk food.
Right.
The Delish author makes a point. Like there are some combos where you're like, that could work because you've got a salty and a sweet.
Right.
Nobody looks at salsa and Doritos and goes, I wonder what tangy tomato gloop and you know. Chocolate cream-filled cookie tastes like together.
Here's an example. Now, I would say, like, if somebody was like, ooh, have you ever dragged your Oreo thin through some Skippy? I'd be like, I'd be willing to try that.
Exactly.
That sounds like something interesting to try.
Drag your Doritos through Skippy.
Sure. I would even try that, maybe. Yeah. But...
No, I'm telling you, the Jiffy Burger, I love that.
Yes.
And that's a weird combo for some people.
Yeah. Peanut butter goes into interesting places. But the salsa and
and things like I can't. There's not many things I like. I will say that looks like canned salsa or jarred salsa, which I know this will just sound d-baggy, but whatever. But that's like that doesn't appeal to me that much. Like fresh, you know, get some fresh tomatoes.
Yes.
But I still am not dragging cookies through it.
No, that's a waste of your precious salsa. And your precious Dorito. Don't put those things together.
And it's a waste of our time.
Thank you. Well, we just spent a lot of time.
No, it's fine. We had to shame them.
We had to go on a journey.
I think we did a great job.
Like now do Nutter Butters and salsa.
No, don't ever. Ever.
Can you imagine?
That is rude.
Oh, now you gave somebody the idea.
Watch TikTok.
And
here it comes.
Then the Nutter Butter Corporation is going to give that team
a
bunch of money.
Nutter Butter and Velveeta.
Mm-mm. Again, I don't need to try it because that sounds
nice. Noah wafers and Velveeta?
No.
Okay.
That's nasty.
I bet that might actually work.
No.
Okay.
I'm not letting you fall into the trap, okay?
All right.
Stay here with me.
Can I take you to my D-bag?
Yes, please.
Scott Disick.
Sure.
I mean, yes. Frequent flyer for sure. Yeah. But then I saw this headline. Scott Disick bails on event after asking small town restaurant for a private jet.
What?
Yeah. So apparently he was supposed to make an appearance Friday night at Gaffney's in Saratoga Springs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Which is described, as this article points out on page 6 in Google, as a stalwart, comfy eatery with a garden patio, which serves an onion ring tower for $11.
Okay.
So he called on Thursday before his appearance and said, can you send a spare plane to come pick me up?
Like they have any at all to begin with? Like,
we don't, I mean, we have an onion ring tower.
Right. That's the best we can do.
So the restaurant.
We can send you an onion ring tower.
I guess the team over at Gaffney's was like, well, oh, I mean, we'll see what we can do.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's impressive.
And they were like, We'll try. We've never done this before. But then he calls back and goes, don't worry about it. I figured out a play or a way to get there. But then on Friday, the day of the event, he called once again saying, no, now we need a helicopter to bring me 150 miles or so to Saratoga Springs.
Okay. I want you to know, I just took a twirl through Gaffney's menu.
Yeah.
And they'd have to sling a whole lot of those onion ring towers in order to... They do not have a robust menu.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing anything that is probably the most bougie thing on there is the $12 Kobe beef sliders, which Kobe beef isn't even like, you know, that's not even fancy anymore.
And the worst part about it is after he was like, okay, so now I need a helicopter. They're like, okay, we'll try. And he's like, oh, actually, it's fine. I got it taken care of. And then it never happened. And oh, by the way, this appearance was a makeup appearance for another event that he canceled. So they lost a bunch of money because they had a bunch of reserved tables because God only knows who these people are that called up to reserve a table to be there for the Scott Disick appearance at...
Gaffney's
with their onion ring tower. Trust me, I would go to Gaffney's just for the onion ring tower if I were near Saratoga.
Are you kidding
Springs.
Me? Sounds in a
good.
Second,
does it look good? Yes. Did you see it?
No, they don't have pictures on their menu, which is unfortunate because it really feels like that's the thing that they're real proud of.
There's the very first menu thing. Item.
Yeah.
Does this look like a place that you would expect to see Scott Disick?
Not really. I mean, again, like I said, they do not have a robust menu. They literally have...
Oh, well, I'm not going here now.
Like nine...
They have boneless chicken wings on the
which
menu.
Which is dumb, and we don't... We discriminate. But they literally have like four soups and salads and like nine sandwiches and some apps, and that's it. So like, they don't even have...
That's their whole menu?
That's it. I know. Thank you.
I'm on their Instagram account.
Okay.
And?
Gaffney Saratoga. They call themselves a dance and a nightclub.
That's
why. And they
why.
Have other celebrity appearances that they've had on the bill, including but not limited to Brody Jenner.
Okay.
And so, some guy named Devin.
So they know somebody.
Devin.
50 Cent.
Good old Devin.
50 Cent. 50.
Yeah.
He's hot.
Snooki.
Okay.
DJ Pauly D. Some cast of The Hills. Other members.
Oh, yeah.
What's Her Face?
And What's Her Face?
Good old What's Her Face.
I'm what's her face?
Yeah, and I'll you know be what? Gaffney's. That's what it is.
It's Audrina that they're Patridge.
It's that they are a nightclub.
They're a nightclub so that serves onion rings.
Yeah, they have a tiny menu by day, and then
so
they
they're
throw
like,
the,
we know that a few of you are going to get hungry and don't mind being seen in public eating when you're at a nightclub.
Right.
That would be me. I'm the one who will order chicken fingers at the nightclub because what else am I going to do?
A milkshake.
I don't drink, and I don't need to pick up some rando.
Yeah. So milkshake.
So I'd rather drown my sorrows in a milkshake, which I've done at a strip club.
That's 100%
much to
true.
The chagrin of the wait staff.
Yeah.
You want what? I would like a milkshake.
I love my favorite.
I can't tell if you're being serious.
My favorite part of the story is that Bradley's like, it's on the menu. Like,
no,
but
she
nobody had
was,
ever done
she
it.
She looked at me like,
right.
You want what? And I go, I want a milkshake. And she goes, she's just staring at me, like blank stare, like, I can't tell if you're being serious. I'm like, no, I really want a milkshake.
Get me a
I don't
milkshake,
drink.
Please.
And like, that's my cocktail. Bring me a milkshake. So there I sat, boobies everywhere, enjoying my milkshake.
I mean, how appropriate.
You have to find your happiness in this world wherever
well,
you can.
You know what, Bradley? That's one of the things I admire most of you.
And then my friend paid to do the lap dance thing. And what are you supposed
you.
To do?
So you were sipping a milkshake
yes.
and having a lap dance.
Steak is great when you're getting a lap dance.
The guy in the kitchen, like,
what?
A milkshake.
No,
they,
are you sure?
They probably literally went to the back of the freezer.
Right.
Found the one tub of industrial ice cream they had, which had freezer burn.
Right.
They,
cut around it. Yep.
then dug into it.
I mean, literally, your picture is up on the wall as the one and only person who's ever ordered. They actually renamed the milkshake the Bradley Trainer milkshake.
They should.
You know what? Give them a call.
No, I don't think I'm really their target demographic.
I don't know what you mean. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we had some extra D-bag lying around. So we're going to tell you about them. D-bag double down after this on My Talk 107.1. Thank you, Holly. This is the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Hi there, kids.
And we've got some extra D-bag to tell you about. And we call it a D-bag double down.
Yes, we do.
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
Who is it?
Alec Baldwin and Hilaria Baldwin.
Bing bong.
These two are still on a tabloid roll, playing the part of people aggrieved by life.
What now?
Must be rough.
I know, it's very hard. Well, okay, so I'm getting a little tired of this, and you know...
Just now you're getting tired of it?
Because I'm like equal parts obsessed with their media narrative. Alec Baldwin, Hilaria Baldwin, of course, Hilaria most recently got caught up in this scandal. How do you say?
In English.
Cucumber.
Cucumber.
Quote. Anyway, there are a lot of these stories since then where she's tried to, I think, rehab their image and talks about, you know, the family. They had a recent addition to their family. And so.
Two
recent additions to their family. They have a large family. We'll get to that in a moment. But there are all these stories since her self-imposed scandal that are like, oh, you know, here's them living the very difficult life that they live. And we should really understand it, how much good they do. Like, just a rehab in a way that feels kind of forced and down our throats, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then I see over it, okay.
Okay.
An exclusive. And what does an exclusive usually mean?
The call is coming from inside the house, and the house is their house.
An insider spills, quote, it was tough for a while. And I think, oh, maybe they're going to talk about the, how do you say, cucumber scandal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Alec and Hilaria Baldwin back in the groove after their growing family took a toll on them mentally and physically.
Okay. What?
Anyone?
The family that they made...
It was tough for a while.
Taking a toll on them.
Alec and Hilaria Baldwin back in the groove after their growing family took a toll on them mentally and physically. Okay. Reconnected. After going through a rough patch adjusting to two new babies, Alec and Hilaria Baldwin have found their groove again, an insider dishes. The couple who share kids, Carmen, Raphael, Leonardo, Romeo, and Eduardo, and Maria. Have kids. Having six kids in a relatively short period of time is definitely a lot to handle. And this Hollywood couple took a reasonable amount of time to adjust. Spills the insider, quote, they thought it was going to be a breeze, Colleen, but growing their family so fast really took a toll on them mentally and physically. They realized they can't do it all. Colleen, please. I am not a parent, and on behalf of parents everywhere, I am mortified. They thought it would have been a breeze, but growing their family so fast, they realized they can't do it all and hired extra help, which was a godsend because it gave them more time to look after themselves.
Mm-mm.
Excuse me? Am I supposed to feel sorry for these people?
Flames.
Flames
on the side of my face.
Well, they were able, thank God, to not pay attention to their kids long enough to take care of themselves, because Alex, 63, has since shed 20 pounds by cutting back on junk food, says the insider, while fitness guru Hilary, 37, has finally found some moments to relax and step out of mom mode.
Thank goodness. Oh,
I don't think, trust my tongue right now.
Please.
I do not trust my tongue. First, can we just start with the very first sentence that you uttered with your mouth face?
Which one?
They thought it would be a breeze. Mm.
But growing your family so fast really took a toll.
Mm-hmm. Who ever gave them the impression that having one child, let alone six children, in a short period of time, I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Yeah.
That any of that is easy.
Yeah.
Who
talks Octomom?
Ever gave them that impression? And also, there are plenty of people in the world who don't have the resources and have similar amounts of children who didn't think it was going to be a breeze, but
are still struggling,
who cannot hire help.
Mm-hmm. They realize they can't do it all hired extra help, which allowed them to not really take care of their kids,
focus on them,
but allowed them time to take care of themselves. And so Alec was able to put down the junk food, mm-hmm. and Hilaria was able to step out of mom mode. Do you ever step out of mom mode?
Never. In fact, actually, you might not remember this, but when you and I started working together, one of the first things I told you was I will always have to be mom.
Yeah.
So like sometimes stuff will happen and in a break, I have to mom it. Yeah. I have to mom things up every once in a while.
Mom it up.
Because that is the one thing you don't get to walk away from. You do not get to go, you know what? I'm not going to be a mom right now.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. It doesn't happen.
But it does for them because they were able to pay for the ability to do that. Anyway, so then they go on just really quickly. It was tough for a while, but they're over the hump, says the insider. They're energized and their intimacy is back on track, too. Mm. They're healthier and happier than they've ever been.
This
is gross, because what's gross about it is it says, despite your six children, you're happier than you've ever been.
Well, thank God they can still have sex.
Well, that's the other thing. That's the message that drives me the most crazy, is that like this conversation, like in order to have it all as a mom, you have to be able to take care of yourself, keep your fitness on track, be sexy, have a lot of sex, and be present and accountable for your children.
Yeah, well, don't
this you? Is the impossible thing that I can't. No, thank you.
You're welcome.
No.
I thought you'd enjoy that.
No.
Bye. How do you say in English?
Bye. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, what is the fizzy water flavor that you are super into right now? 651-641-1071.